All right, happy 20th anniversary, the Maples Evangelical Church. Yeah. This passage in our backdrop is really a great reminder for us. Can we read together? Let us not become weary in doing good. At the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Yes. Do not give up, because the Lord will bless the Maples Evangelical Church through each of us. Have you been watching? Have you been observing what has been happening in Hong Kong? All right. What is your leaning? What's your opinion? What's your view? Professional athletes have been very vocal about their resistance to the President of the United States, but they think twice, not willing to give their opinion about Hong Kong protest. Some gave his opinion in social media, had been polarized. There were different opinions. While concerned individuals may agree, others cannot accept anyone's opinion. Friends, telling the truth has its consequences. While there are few who can be trusted, not everyone can have similar concern as others. Suffice to say that there will always be social issues that may intrigue or may capture our attention. How should believers respond to issues that may challenge our beliefs? You've heard that it's not wise to spread ourselves too thin. Don't spread yourself too thin, they say. We do not need to address all issues, even if it challenges our beliefs. Sharing an opinion is good for learning experiences and exercises, but be watchful of possible consequences. The Word of God says in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2 to 6, let's read this together. The things you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, and trust to reliable people who will also be qualified to teach others. Join me in suffering like a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No one serving as a soldier gets entangled in civilian affairs, but rather tries to please his commanding officer. Similarly, one who competes as an athlete does not receive the victor's crown except by competing according to the rules. What is it that we should be concerned of? Shouldn't we concern of issues that helps us make disciples more than issues than cause confusion? Political issues, social issues may affect us, that's for sure. But we should respect authorities who are qualified to find appropriate solutions. And as believers, we have priorities. We are mandated to witness for Christ and make disciples. That's our priority. We would rather want to be good soldiers of Christ Jesus than to be entangled in civilian affairs. We would rather suffer obeying the Lord than cause confusion. We've got to be biblically obedient rather than politically correct. Now, the life of Joseph exemplified how believers live a godly lifestyle. Joseph was a ruler of Egypt. He was diligent in implementing decrees from Pharaoh. When Jacob, his father, and his household came to Egypt, Joseph told his brothers how they may answer Pharaoh. This is how you would answer Pharaoh. And he presented to Pharaoh 5 brothers he chose. There were 11 brothers. He had 11 brothers and a sister, but he only chose 5 brothers. Let's read again verse 1 and 2. Joseph went to and told Pharaoh, "My father and brothers with their flocks." Can you scroll down verse 1? Let's read. Joseph went and told Pharaoh, "My father and brothers with their flocks and herds and everything they own have come from the land of Canaan and are now in Goshen." He chose 5 of his brothers and presented them to Pharaoh, before Pharaoh. Joseph chose 5 brothers and presented them to Pharaoh. Is that an issue? Why 5? Why not all? Why not 11, or including Dinah, their sister? Why not 12? Why not every one of his brothers? Why only 5? When Joseph presented to Pharaoh these 5 brothers he chose, it displayed authority over his brothers. They may have desired to be recognized and appear before Pharaoh, and they cannot do anything but to obey what Joseph has decided. Is it a very desirable to stand before Pharaoh, to be presented before Pharaoh? I remember my father when he told me, "You know what? The president come in, the future president come in and shake my hand." She was so proud. He was so proud. My father was so proud that Gloria Macapagal-Arroyo reached his hand and shake with him. He was in wheelchair at the time, and I think that is the desire of everyone. Even if you don't like Trudeau, or you like him so much, I guess you would like to have a selfie with him, eh? Would you? He came yesterday. He was here, I think, in Winnipeg. I don't know what I heard. I'm not promoting that one. Let me make sure that I am not promoting any political party. Whichever political party you would choose, that's up to your choice. We are not political church, so we don't promote any political candidates here. I hope that will come as a policy in this church not to be politically correct. Well, the brothers of Joseph may have desired to be recognized, but they cannot do anything. Some of them may even hesitated to come forward. Bakit akong pinili mo? Sino lang? I said, "You 5, come forward." The Lord said in Matthew chapter 22, verse 14, and Romans chapter 8, verse 13, let's read this together. "For many are invited, but few are chosen. And those he predestined, he also called. Those he called, he also justified. Those he justified, he also glorified." Now, federal election is coming. And have you had your advance voting yet? They say that there's 29% increase of advance voting this year. And more younger people are very enthused in exercising their first time right to vote. There are many candidates, but if you will be elected for sure, this is a legal privilege. This is the right of citizens to voice out their choice of governance. Now, whenever, let's be clear with this. We elect leaders we chose, but if the leaders we elect doesn't win, doesn't mean we should not support the government. We should support whoever would win. That should be our stand as a church. We may desire to elect somebody, but if somebody wins, we should support that. That is the Christian way. We don't go there and rally and oppose every government that would win. No, that's not what the Bible teaches us. So make sure of that. That even if your candidate, even if your political party would not win, continue to support whoever would win. That is the biblical way of our approach to government. Can you accept that it's the will of God for specific candidates to be elected? Is it God's will that Trudeau is the sitting prime minister? Is it God's will that Liberal is the government party this time? Who would win next election? Does God have preference which political party should win? If it helps to accomplish his purposes, God lets a particular party to govern. I believe that. Even if I do not agree, but I believe that God would allow any candidate he prefers. Sometimes we think, oh, this president is loud-mouthed. This president is so dirty. I don't like what he is saying. But still, God allowed that president to win or that prime minister to win. So it's not our, we may not agree with everything they say, but we need to give due respect to them. Similarly, we have church election last Sunday. Many were nominated, I heard, and some were qualified, and they were also notified. But anyone God wants to lead, to become leader, will be elected. One might ask, paano yung mga individuals, those who were nominated, those who were notified, but they chose not to accept the challenge of leadership ministry, paano mga yon? Well, God has a specific ministry for each believer. It says in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 10 to 11, let's read this together. Make every effort to confirm your calling and election. For if you do these things, you will never stumble, and you will receive a rich welcome into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. God has already prepared a ministry appropriate to our spiritual gifts. The spiritual gifts he has given us. Each believer has at least one spiritual gift. Some have more, but at least each believer has a spiritual gift. And we are mandated to make disciples. We make disciples using that spiritual gift as an avenue to make disciples. If you have a gift in, say, worship, you are given a ministry of worship, doesn't mean that you do not need to be very good in musical instrument. It doesn't mean that you are very good in your singing voice. You know what? Simon Cowell, you know him? Simon Cowell is not a very popular singer or something. I think he can sing or play instrument, but he is really good in music industry, right? What is his gift? His gift is to administer in music industry, meaning in worship there is also different kinds of gift in it, not just singing, not just playing, but maybe administration or listening to which music is really good or scrutinizing which music is appropriate for the worship. Or even helping in arranging the PowerPoint. Now, we are mandated to make disciples and to testify for the transformational work of Christ in our life. That is our witness. Whatever Christ has changed in our life, that nobody can dispute that. Nobody can dispute that. And you can affirm that, as for me, I can testify that God has changed me when He removed all those vices I had. Many have problems in removing bad vices because they are trying the human way of removing it. And they say that it's hard to quit, it's hard to quit. I understand, I saw many people, but in my experience, it's not. Why? Because the last time I puffed my cigarette, I asked the Lord, "Lord, this is not good." But still I puffed. I know this is destroying your temple, but still I puffed. Now, I prayerfully asked the Lord, "Lord, you are powerful and you raised your son Jesus Christ from the dead. What is removing this vice from me? Kung kinaya mong buhayin ang iyong anak mula sa patay, ito pa kayang pag-alis sa akin ng vice nito." Little did I know, when I ride the jeepney and somebody was smoking, in my mind, "Oh, kawawa naman to. Hindi niya alam, nasisira ang kanyang katawan." And I was surprised. I was once a smoker. And that's how powerful God did in my life. And nobody can dispute that. I can claim over and over and over. Even if they don't believe, I don't care. If they don't believe, but it's my experience. Who can dispute it? I know that God has been powerful in my life. And that would remind me that I need to testify that He had transformed me from a person with many vices to who I am now. It is very advisable to pray and ask God, "Lord, clearly reveal how I may exercise, how I may practice the spiritual gift you've given me." And you can even practice your spiritual gift in your chosen career. Now let's read again verse 3 and 4. Pharaoh asked the brothers, "What is your occupation?" "Your servants are shepherds," they replied to Pharaoh, "just as our fathers were." They also said to him, "We have come to live here for a while because the famine is severe in Canaan, and your servants' flock have no pasture. So now please let your servant settle in Goshen." Now the term occupation pertains to career, pertains to business, or even activity as means of earning a living. Yeah, occupation or a career, it demands attention and sufficient time and to enjoy your career. How many among us are enjoying their jobs? Do you like your job? Do you love it? Every Monday morning you would wake up, "Oh, it's Monday, I'm going to work. Oh, it's Tuesday, I'm going to work." Or you wake up in the morning in Mondays and say, "Oh, Monday again." And pagdating ng Friday, TGIF. Kasi ayaw mo na yung work mo. Now, friends, in your career, discover your calling. Discover your calling. It might be that God has situated you in that occupation for you to discover your calling. If you were Joseph, when Joseph was sold by his buyers as a slave, "Oh, I am a slave, Lord, I am a slave. Did he ever think about that? I don't think so. But he kept on. He's been faithful. And then he became a manager of his boss. Lord, bakit naman ako pirinumot? Mas marami pang mababayad yan kaysa sa akin. Did he complain? No, he kept on. Potiphar didn't bother himself of anything in his household, in his business. He just bothered about the food he eat. Oh, handa na ba yung pagkain ko dyan? I think that's... And then he was accused. And then he was put in prison. And Joseph again said, yeah, I'm in prison. Mayroon akong sariling gwardiya. I don't think he was thinking about that. But he still keep on being faithful. And he was promoted as manager inside the prison. And then two of Pharaoh's officials were in prison, and he interpreted their dreams. And then he told them, remember me when this dream come true. But months later, they forget him. He did complain. Oh, nalimutan na ako. Hindi ko na sana in-interpret ang kanilang... Hindi. 1 year passed. Hindi pa rin ako naala. 2 years passed. Magkaroon ng panaginip si Pharaoh. And then that's it. And interpreted the dream of Pharaoh. And then Pharaoh said, you will become prime minister. Pharaoh, bakit ako? Siya na lang. No. See? That's how should we live. Not to complain all the time. Instead, be faithful. Because God is molding each of us into a person He prepared for us. That ministry or that life He has prepared for us. And that is the fullness of life that the Lord promised. It's not the abundance of material things only. No, I don't think so. To enjoy your career, discover your calling in your chosen occupation. Now, the brothers that Joseph presented to Pharaoh, there were 5 of them, but they were not identified. No name was given. Why? Was it because of their answer when Pharaoh asked them about their occupation? Let's read Proverbs chapter 16, verse 13. King, take pleasure in honest lips. They value the one who speaks what's right. Did the brothers try to impress Pharaoh when they said, oh, Pharaoh, we'll just stay here for a while. Maybe after the famine is gone, we'll return to Canaan. Why did they say that? Did Pharaoh sense that hypocrisy or insincerity in their words? Earlier, Joseph advised his brothers, this is what you say, what to say to Pharaoh. When Pharaoh asks you, this is what you would answer. And exactly as Joseph said, Pharaoh asked his brothers about their occupation. Let's read again. Let's read that advice of Joseph to his brothers. Genesis chapter 46, 33 to 34. When Pharaoh calls you in and asks, what is your occupation? You should answer, your servants have tended livestock from our boyhood, just as our fathers did. Then you will be allowed to settle in the region of Goshen, for all shepherds are detestable to the Egyptians. Now, Joseph's brothers were shepherds. And that was exactly what they told Pharaoh when he asked them about their occupation. They answered him just as Joseph told them, but why add their intention to stay in Egypt for a while? Bakit dinagdag pa yun? Were they trying to impress Pharaoh? What were they thinking of? Was it really because they've got no pasture in Canaan? And maybe they planned to live in Egypt for a while because they were thinking of returning to Canaan after famine has gone. But what caused them to plan on temporary stay in Egypt and not for long term? Was it because the Egyptians did not like the shepherd? And why should they inform their Pharaoh about their plan? Bakit kailangan nilang sabihin yun kay Pharaoh? Presumably, they implied that they did not want to take advantage of the generosity of Pharaoh. Maybe this is too much for you, Pharaoh. And they might want to prove that they can survive independently. Ngayon lang kami medyo nangangailangan dahil medyo mahirap sa kanan. Pero we can live on our own. We are thinking about that, I don't know. When Joseph chose only 5 brothers, he presented to Pharaoh, the brothers may have sensed the authority of Joseph and they have to obey. Ako na lang, ako. Nope. You. Ako na lang. Nope. Yung katabi mo. So when they told Pharaoh they came to live in Egypt for a while, indirectly, they expressed their resistance to Joseph's authority. Did you sense that? This is what you say to Pharaoh. Yan ang order ni Joseph. This is what you are going to say. Say that we are shepherd, just like our fathers were, so that you will be allowed. That's the only phrase that Joseph wanted them to say. But they added, we'll just stay here for a while until... So when they told Pharaoh that they came to live in Egypt for a while indirectly, they wanted to say to Joseph, we don't like to be under your authority. They did not like Joseph to tell them what to do. Their plan didn't materialize though. Why? It's not within God's plan. They plan to stay in Egypt for temporarily for short term, but it was God's plan for them to live in Egypt all their life, and they died in Egypt and buried in Egypt. It was told that someone applied for a position in a prestigious institution, and during the interview he was asked, ang tanong ng mga nag-interview sa kanya, if you were to be chosen to fill in the vacancy, what's your personal plan? Oh, that's a very good question. And this applicant said, oh, here's my short-term plan. Here's my mid-term goal. This is my long-term goal. And I want also to explore upgrades in my career. Wow, that's impressive. And many in you are searching how to answer. That is how the internet suggests. So many of you are searching in the internet how to answer interviews. You know what? Interviewers have already searched for that, and they know that you will answer that answer. Because everybody wants to answer like the internet says. So, are you impressed if you interview an applicant who would say, oh, this is my short-term goal, this is my mid-term goal, this is my long-term goal, and this is what I want. I want to upgrade my career. Well, that applicant was rejected because the interviewers were searching for someone who can commit for long-term career in their institution. When Pharaoh appointed Joseph as ruler in Egypt, he allowed Joseph to rule until he was able. In contrast to his brothers, the brothers of Joseph planned to stay in Egypt temporarily and planned to return to Canaan after famine has gone. Well, what can we learn from here? Their lifestyle and their behavior represents similar perspective of some believers about life priorities. When we try to be independent from the Lord, and we don't want God's word to dictate how we may live, unknowingly, we are just trying to impress the Lord. You know, Lord, I don't need you. I don't need your command. I can live on my own. We are telling him like that way. But we not even think about that, right? Anyway, God's purposes prevail. Whatever, however we live our life. Proverbs 20:24 says, let's read. A person's steps are directed by the Lord. How then can anyone understand their own way? We think we know what we are doing, but why is it that many times our plan don't materialize? The brothers of Joseph assumed that they will live in Egypt temporarily, and that was what they were planning, that was what they told Pharaoh. But including the second and the third generation, they spent their whole life in Egypt. The Lord has decreed that the Israelites lived in Egypt for 400 years. And the Lord caused the severe famine in the entire ancient world and forced the Israelites to relocate to Egypt. The Lord fulfilled what he revealed to Joseph when he had a dream to be greater than his brothers. And his brothers found it hard to believe that it really happened before their eyes. So that they planned to return to Canaan. When they told Pharaoh, Pharaoh, we are shepherds, just like our fathers were. Pharaoh, we want to stay here for a while because of the severe famine in Canaan, has no place, has no pasture for our livestock. We have many livestock. And then Pharaoh might have been looking at them and then glance at Joseph. Look at Joseph. Did say anything, but he looked at Joseph. Joseph looked at him and say nothing. Pharaoh trusted that Joseph can handle it. So before their eyes, Pharaoh gave Joseph the power to settle them in the best part of Egypt. And in their hearing, Pharaoh told Joseph to appoint competent members of his family. Let's read again. Verse 5 and 6. Pharaoh said to Joseph, your father and your brothers have come to you. The land of Egypt is before you. Settle your father and your brother in the best part of the land. Let them live in Goshen. If you know of any among them with special ability, put them in charge of my livestock. Pharaoh gave Joseph authority to designate the best part of Egypt as residence for his family and appoint competent members of his family as stewards to be in charge of his livestock. Joseph's brothers heard it. They heard what Pharaoh decreed. Now, imagine again. Let's reenact. Let's dramatize. Now, what is your occupation? Now, Pharaoh was looking at that brothers. And the brothers say, now we are shepherds, your honor, and just like our fathers were, but your honor, we only want to stay here in Egypt for a while. Because in Canaan, this severe famine. We don't have any place to pasture. And Pharaoh just glanced at them, and he glanced at Joseph, and then said, "Joseph, your father and your brothers come to you. You give them the best place in Canaan." And assign if they are competent of them. Did you observe that they were ignored by Pharaoh. They felt insignificant that Pharaoh honored Joseph before them. It says in Proverbs chapter 14, verse 35, let's read this in Proverbs 25, 6. A king delights in a wise servant, but a shameful servant arouses his fury. Do not exalt in the king's presence. Do not exalt yourself in the king's presence, and do not claim a place among his great men. And that was exactly what they did before Pharaoh, king of Egypt. They tried to exalt themselves, trying to impress Pharaoh. Pharaoh was not impressed. And the brothers told him that they were staying in Egypt temporary. They heard Pharaoh decreed the authority of Joseph to designate the best part of Egypt as their residence, and to appoint it was Joseph. Joseph was the one who would appoint competent steward in charge of his livestock. Did they sense it in when it seems like they were ignored? They sense that Joseph's brothers went to Egypt because they were starving in Canaan, and they know that it will take a while for famine to be gone, will be gone, and the economy may not recover that instantly. But look at that. During famine, they came to Joseph and they resided in the best part of the land of Egypt. And they were stewards in charge of Pharaoh's livestock. What else can you ask of such privilege? Their life, the opportunity in Egypt, it was far better than in Canaan, right? Why return to Canaan when there was famine or after famine? When you see the abundant life in Egypt, well, here's what it is. Their cruelty toward Joseph haunted them. Yung ang tawag doon sa Tagalog. Minomolto sila ng kanilang karahasan. Karahasan sa kanilang kapatid. And it's time they say, Joseph, they were terrified that they sold him. And this Joseph, the powerful Joseph, handsomely dressed in gold. And then they saw the world turned upside down. There was a time when they were on top, when they were powerful, and they were able to sell Egypt to Egypt. This brother, they maltreated harshly, became their ruler. The brother who pleaded for his life when they sold him. The brother they hated the most is the one supplying their needs abundantly. He settled them in the best part of the land. He appointed some of them who have special ability to be stewards in charge of Pharaoh's livestock. That was supposed to be an added guarantee of food supply, that as long as Pharaoh has food, they have food. Can you imagine the parallelism of Joseph's life story with what happened to our Lord Jesus? Christ was crucified because of our sins. And he also offers us, we, the cost of his crucifixion, offering us a fullness of life if we believe in him. Not temporarily, eternally. It says about Jesus in John chapter 1, verse 11, 12, and 16. Let's read this together. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. To all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Verse 16, out of his fullness, we have all received in place of grace already given. In other translation, we have all received grace, one grace after another grace, grace after grace after grace after grace, kind like. The brothers of Joseph came to Egypt because they were starving in Canaan, but they only planned for temporary solution of their temporary problem. Similarly, many people come to the Lord for temporary solution of for temporary needs. They come to the Lord when they need something, and then that's it. When they receive it, I'll see you again next time, Lord. Pharaoh granted Joseph, designate the best part of Egypt to your family. Assigns the competent people, competent brothers, as steward of my livestock. Similarly, all authorities in heaven and on earth have been given to our Lord Jesus. He came and offered life to its fullness to serve in his kingdom. Let's read Hebrews chapter 2, verse 10 to 12. In bringing many sons and daughters to glory, it was fitting that God, for whom and through whom everything exists, should make the pioneer of their salvation perfect through what he suffered. But the one who makes people holy, those who are made holy, are of the same family. So Jesus is not ashamed to call them brothers and sisters. He says, I will declare your name to my brothers and sisters in the assembly. I will sing your praise. Now look at that. Both the one who makes people holy. So when the Bible says, be holy as your Father in heaven is holy, it doesn't mean that we make ourselves holy. There is the Holy One, can only the one, is the only one who can make us holy. When Joseph presented his brothers to Pharaoh, it was a representation of the event when the Lord Jesus Christ present all believers, brothers and sisters, before God the Father. When Joseph settled them, his brothers, his family, the best part of Egypt, it represents when Christ settles us in heaven eternally. Amen. Did you appreciate that? When Pharaoh told Joseph, appoint anyone who has a special ability to serve steward in charge of his livestock, listen carefully, it also represents the event when Christ assigns all believers to serve in his kingdom according to our competency, to our ability. This competence is special ability to accomplish assigned task. If you are good in computer, you do not use your computer, maybe using in cooking. How could I compute mini magisabor, luya, I put. You don't do that, right? You go work in the computer. If you are good in cooking, how would I cook this computer? It's not right. The competence acceptable to the Lord represent the spiritual gifts he gave to its believers. Its believers. See, Joseph's brother, they were all shepherds. They were all shepherds. But not everyone was qualified. Pharaoh wanted a steward with special ability. Similarly, all believers can serve God, but he wants us to serve him according to the competence he gave us. I remember this when we were in the seminary. Every seminarian is called pastor. Every seminarian was called pastor, and I feel like at the time I think I'm not a pastor. Of course, those who are pastoring were in the seminary were pastors, but I was not pastoring a church at the time. I was just a simple seminarian. All I wanted in my mind was to be called a missionary. A missionary, but when the registrar would continue to make a joke, humorous thing, he called me Father Lorenzo. He calls me Father Lorenzo. That's like a priest, kind of like. Well, what is it that we have received? Here's something that may enlighten each of us. When the Board of Trustees introduced the ministry teams, the main purpose of ministry teams, main purpose, was for all members of the church to have opportunity to practice spiritual gifts. Opportunity to practice your spiritual gifts. Well, it's not officially included yet in our constitution bylaws because it is still in the feasibility period to realign our approach to ministry. The Board of Ministry was introduced in the proposed amendment of our constitution a few years ago, but it was not very clear to many church members, and it polarized opinions and ideas. Well, all ministry approach, how we may approach ministry, it cannot guarantee spiritual growth. Strategies in the ministry, these are useful, but only the Lord can make us grow spiritually. Do you believe that? It says in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 7 to 9, let's read this together. Neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but only God who makes things grow. The one who plants and the one who waters have one purpose. They will each be rewarded according to their own labor. For we are co-workers in God's service. So, it doesn't mean that one is preaching, is better. No. It doesn't mean that the person who just silently mop the floor, in a little while we need somebody to mop the floor. It doesn't mean that that one is the lowest. No. Doesn't mean that the one who is just picking up the candy wrappers silently, not telling anybody, or the one who cook or prepare our lunch. So if you are hungry, we will be having lunch in a little while. Don't worry about that. No. Each of us, we are to discern which ministry we would enjoy doing it without somebody prompting us in or trying to push us or trying to get that accolade or appreciation. Oh, wala man lang nag-appreciate sa akin. Did somebody appreciate somebody? Saying, oh, ang ganda ng bulaklak. When you enjoy doing what you are doing, appreciation is just a bonus. A confirmation that you did your job done, you did it well. 28 years ago, God has called individuals to start the Maples Evangelical Church. Some have gone eternally. Others have moved on. Others had to start another church. But we who are left attending this congregation, what should we expect? That the next generation, the children we are praying for, may tell their contemporaries or their children. Did you think about that? Do you intend to stay in this church and say, I was there many years ago, I was here until now? Seek the spirit of revelation so that you may discover, be confirmed of your calling. Seek the spirit of wisdom so that you may use your spiritual ability, your competence, your spiritual gift appropriately and diligently. When everything's said and done, we can agree with King David in Psalm chapter 78, verse 4, and say, shall we stand up? Shall we stand up? Let's read together. We will tell the next generation the praiseworthy deeds of the Lord, His power and the wonder He has done. Happy 28th anniversary, the Maples Evangelical Church. May God bless this church exceedingly well while we serve Him. Shall we pray?